The International Organization for Migration says that more than 80% of Pakistanis made homeless by floods are still left without shelter. Now, the IOM says that it only has enough funding to provide 50% of the victims with shelter. The organization is taking part in the UN-led relief efforts in flood-stricken Pakistan. The United Nations is to launch a fresh appeal for funding later this week to help the victims of the worst natural disaster in Pakistan's history. The floods have affected more than 21 million people and left 10 million without shelter. More than 8 million people are reliant on aid handouts just to survive.
Hunger, malnutrition, and waterborne diseases are the most ominous challenges facing the rescue mission in Pakistan. The UN says the $310 million it has received is not nearly enough for rescue efforts. The World Food Programme has received $103 million to fund emergency food relief operations, but that's only a sixth of what the organization had requested. The World Health Organization says a predicted second wave of waterborne diseases has not materialized yet, but officials warn the risks are very high. 57 cases of cholera have already been confirmed. 8 million people are now homeless in Pakistan's flood-hit areas. Iran has pledged $100 million of aid to the flood victims, and the country's Red Crescent has set up camps in Pakistan to sort and distribute the public donations coming from Iran. Bottled water is what the people need the most. Iran's leader, Ayatollah Khamenei, has said that the flood disaster in Pakistan is the most urgent issue in the world of Islam.
کمک‌هایی کرده از دولت جمهوری اسلامی بعضی از مردم کمک‌هایی کردند لکن اینها کافی نیست بیشتر باید کمک کنیم این وظیفه همه ماست برادران مؤمن ما برادران مسلمان ما در اونجا دچار یک چنین مصیبت بزرگی شدند این خطاب به فقط شما ملت ایران نیست خطاب به همه دنیای اسلام است خطاب به همه ملت هاست، خطاب به همه مسلمان های کشورهای مسلمان است، خطاب به کنفرانس اسلامی است. همه باید همت کنند، باید کمک کنند.
Hundreds of villages and bridges, thousands of roads and 17 million acres of croplands across Pakistan have been submerged or washed away. The scale of the crisis is immense and according to officials could not have been predicted. In Iran, sympathy for the flood victims is high, with people crowding outside aid stations to make their contribution. They say, as Shia Muslims, it's their duty to help their Sunni brothers in Pakistan.
Based on our religious teachings, the Iranian nation must help all those in crisis, whether they are Muslim or not.
They are Muslim brothers, and we see no difference between the different branches of Islam. Shia or Sunni, they are our brothers. At this critical time, all Muslim nations, especially Iran, must rally to help Pakistan.
Everyone is helping as much as they can. Fortunately, all the Muslims are backing each other.